Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This morning on the text line during my shout, my texters raged. Some of them. Why is Trump focusing on silly stuff like Canada and Greenland? I need him to fix food prices. I need him to fix inflation. I wanted to tear my hair out because I saw this all over X, too. What's Trump doing? He needs to stop messing around. No, folks, and I don't think the American people understand. In order to fix inflation, which, by the way, is we're in trouble, folks. I mean, this is going to be a lot harder than Americans realize. In order to fix inflation, Trump is going to have to create all new parts of the economy, all new economic development at a very, very large scale. That's why he's announcing a $100 billion deal here, a $20 billion deal there. This hasn't been explained to Americans yet properly. And I'm going to go into it more in coming podcasts, how much trouble that we are in. And a lot of Americans think we'll just cut some stuff, right? And we'll stop printing and borrowing and the inflation will go away. No, it's not going to be that easy. Dave Brett, former congressmember and dean of the School of Business at Liberty University, explained it to us this way. If you stop printing and borrowing, in other words, if we went back to even where we were in 2019 before the 40% expansion of government, the economy would collapse. I'll let Dave explain.
The bottom line here is really, if you take out the deficit spending, the funny money coming from the government, we're growing at negative 10% GDP. Just bottom line, if you take away $2 trillion, you know, roughly speaking, that's one-tenth of your economy. What would happen to your economy if you just chopped off one-tenth of it and it, you know, fell into the ocean? Something like this graph.
Obviously, you can't see the graph, but it's the Great Depression, not the Great Recession, the Great Depression. It'd be full grapes of wrath, a negative 8% GDP crash. What does this mean? Trump has to print. He's got to borrow, and he's got to gradually decrease that and replace it with actual economic activity. A lot of people ask me, Tara, Trump promised to cut $2 trillion. He promised to cut all his spending, but he wants a debt limit increase. Why does he need that? Because, folks, if we don't keep printing this money, the economy will collapse. He has to gradually taper it off and replace it with economic activity. Some of it will come back, right? Because it's been displaced by all this funny money printing. Some of it is naturally there or should be, but a lot of it isn't. He's going to have to grow an entirely new, previously non-existent economy. That is one tall order. And it's not just Dave Brett telling me this. I asked this question once to Ron DeSantis. I said, listen, if we unleash all our energy, can we recover from inflation? He said, partly, but not entirely. I said, well, where's the rest of it going to come from? He said, we've got to do exactly what I'm telling you. He's like, we're going to have to turbocharge the economy. And he also said, quite frankly, we're going to have pain. Trump knows this. Quite frankly, so too do the Democrats. Now, some of it, Trump can fairly easily fix. If you look at November, for instance, we've been hemorrhaging. This has been going on for about 2 years now. We've been hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs, in part because Joe Biden put what is effectively a tax on natural gas that's produced on federal lands. He can do that executively. And it's equal to about a 29% increase in the natural gas price over the course of his presidency. So we can get rid of that. That will help. But this is why Joe Biden just ran like a bat out of hell to lock up offshore drilling, to take away the one way that Trump has, which is turbocharging the permitting and approval process and really getting those drill bits going for natural gas and oil. They took it away. This is an economic battle. They know the one way they have to defeat Trump, because folks, they're wokeism, people don't want it. The one way they have to defeat Trump is to crush the economy. That is what everything that is going on is about. Almost no one has talked about manufacturing. They're going to start telling you the truth about it, though, or the media will talk more about it, I should say, after Trump is sworn in. The manufacturing job loss just for the month of October was 46,000 in the United States of America. The Democrats have been working diligently to destroy the manufacturing business. Because Democrats know this implicitly. There is no place for their agenda in a healthy, prosperous country. They simply have nothing to offer. Now, fast forward back to my friends losing it on the text line today, and some folks also on X saying, why is Trump focusing on this? What is he doing with Greenland? Exactly what he needs to be doing to get extraordinary growth in the economy. Folks, this is going to be a battle royale like none other. Never forget that he can't get rid of Jerome Powell, our Federal Reserve Chairman, until 2026. Powell will try to tank the economy to hurt Trump. He's done it before. And Trump isn't even sworn in yet, and he's already running out of time. Look at this headline in Reuters. Wall Street ends lower as inflation fears mount. Stephen Moore, economist and economic advisor to Trump in the past, wrote this: we don't like being killjoys, but the one thing that could derail the Trump presidency right from the start would be another burst of inflation. The Fed isn't doing the economy or the incoming Trump administration any favors by resuming its loosey-goosey monetary policy. He writes, we all love low interest rates, especially Trump, but inflation is headed north again. The Fed's pretending the inflation is tamed, right? They're going to drive inflation up just as I told you they would. Why? It hurts Trump. So does locking down energy in all the ways Dems confront to do it. And you're going to see the second part of this warfare as soon as Trump comes in office and tries to open up all these pipelines, tries to issue all these permits. They're going to sue him just like they did last time. They're going to go right into court and they're going to sue to slow it down. They're going to waste 2 years because they know the only way out of this is to goose our energy, number one, but also to grow the economy in ways that right now are unimaginable. It's going to take an incredible amount of creativity for Trump to do this. You saw that creativity yesterday in that press conference. And that's why Democrat media that understands what's going on here and Democrats in general lost their mind when he brought up Greenland. Because there's one industry, well, many of them, all tech related, that the Democrats have not figured out how to kill yet. And if you think about it, when you think about America's future, like, you know, what do we do? What is growing? What do we have? We've got tech. Everything that's tech is ours for now, till the Chinese steal it, right? What is tech? Well, tech is weaponry. Tech is EVs. The New York Post said this morning, weapons of mass destruction. Tech is cell phones. Tech is AI. It's apps. It's technology you hold in your hand. We lead right now in all of these categories. But what is the fastest way to chop block that? Well, the Democrats know that too. And that is why, if you look at Biden's record, he has been putting rare earth mineral mine after rare earth mineral mine offline. 20-year bans on drilling. As China goes all through the world buying up these rare earth minerals. The goal of the Democrats in China, and folks, you got to understand something. If you're going to understand what's going on geopolitically right now and economically right now, start to think the way that I do, okay? China, Democrat Party, use those interchangeably. They are the same things. We talked about this yesterday in the Battleground America podcast. They're fused at the hip. Their interests are identical. Take down Trump, hurt the U.S. economy, dominate the world. They have the same enemies. They have the same problems. They will work together for the same solutions. And that is why you are seeing Joe Biden do the things that he has done. This is what China got for the $30 million that it swamped the Biden family with, that we learned about from those two IRS whistleblowers in the fall. This is what China gets. Although I'm not even sure they'd have to pay the Democrat Party for it at this point. Folks, remember I explained to you the reason we bugged out of Afghanistan in the middle of the night. We could have left in the middle of the day, right? Why do we do that? So that the, and we didn't tell our allies, remember this, the French and the Brits. Why didn't we tell them, even though we promised them we would? Because if they had heads up, even 24 hours, they could have taken control of Afghanistan and controlled it, kept it. They would be running Bagram right now, because you can easily control that country as we did with 5,000 troops and drones. They had everything they needed. We made sure that country fell to the Taliban. That was deliberately done. It was not an accident. Why? Well, we would find out, and I've told you this many times, months later in the Wall Street Journal, that the Chinese and the Taliban had cut a deal to allow the Chinese to fund the Taliban by mining the lithium mines, rare earth minerals. Afghanistan's loaded with them. That is why Biden's administration made sure that Afghanistan fell to the Chinese. I mean, the Taliban. Same thing, not our allies. The Brits understood perfectly what had happened. It was an utter betrayal, and that's why they censured Biden in their parliament, the only U.S. president ever to be censured. Does this all make sense? Every step of the way, China is trying to secure the rare earth minerals and the energy supplies that it needs. And the Democrats are trying to make sure that we are dependent on China for all of that. By the way, including the minerals that we need to build weapons with which to fight China. So once again, the Democrats' priorities and the Chinese priorities are identical. Democrats have to find a way to crush America's tech industry, and China needs to find a way to make America dependent on the tech industry it hopes to steal from America. And the best way to do that, control rare earth minerals. By the way, the second best way to do that is to make sure that America doesn't have the energy that it needs. Trump addressed this at the press conference yesterday when he was talking about AI and how it takes 10 times, because we dominate AI, how it takes 10 times the energy to do one Grok search as it does to do a Google search. We need tremendous amounts of energy. And he was saying the Democrats were crazy for locking up the coast. Well, they're locking up the coast to make sure we don't have the energy to continue to technologically innovate. So back to my texters to my show today, wanting and complaining, why is Trump focusing on Greenland? I need him to lower inflation. Yeah, well, gradually you're going to come to realize this is the only way to do it, to do absolutely radical things like this. But did Trump say he was going to militarily take Greenland? No, the media is pretending this. But listen to how the media asked the question when they're shamed into honesty in Trump's presence.
To Greenland and the Panama Canal, so forth. Can you assure the world that as you try to get control of these areas, you are not going to use military or economic coercion?
No.
And can you?
Military coercion. That's not military force, is it? What's he talking about? Well, we largely, at our expense, protect Greenland right now. And they're playing footsie with China and Russia. Let's see why Trump is interested in Greenland. He was asked about it.
I can say this. We need them for economic security.
He was talking right there about Greenland and the Panama Canal. Here's how he's thinking. And here's what we must do if we're going to have a tech industry, because right now we are innovating in every tech category. The rest of the world isn't even close. But that will not continue if we don't have the rare earth materials and ultimately the energy we need. By the way, Greenland also, in addition to being very rich in rare earth materials, I'll get into what in a minute, also has oil and natural gas, right? It should not be allowed to flirt with China. China is going all over the world, as is Russia to some extent, but mainly China. They already have a lot of rare earth materials in their own country. They're buying up these mines. They're buying up rare earth material sites. And by the way, they have been cutting Hunter Biden's company into a lot of those deals. They were through 2019. And by the way, Biden's company didn't even do anything. That's what BHR Harvest did. China would go around the world, buy up materials America needs, cut in the Biden family for a tiny percentage. They'd get to profit, do absolutely nothing. And you see how it goes. That's what BHR Harvest did. By the way, did you see the pictures that came out over Christmas that the National Archives was hiding? They had to sue them to get them? Yeah. Well, it's Biden, Hunter Biden, meeting with other executives that are members of the Chinese Communist Party, and Chairman Xi, by the way, and Joe Biden when he was vice president. These are Communist Party members who cut the deal with BHR Harvest. So the Biden family has literally been cut in to some of these deals, a lot of them actually, all around the globe. Deals that cut the U.S. out. So you can understand the interests here and how really, quite frankly, evil this is. This should be illegal. It probably is, actually. They'll just never be prosecuted. But so what Trump is saying is, listen, if China is going to cruise the world and lock down these rare earth minerals that we desperately need, we're going to have to do it too. And when the left, just implicitly, okay, forget the high-ranking Democrat Party members, when the left hears America is doing something economically in its power, when the left even hears, hey, the U.S. Or the U.S. government is looking out for interests that are securing these sites all over the world, what do they hear? Big brother, colonialism, patriarchy. And what do they think? This is how leftists think. Well, who are we competing against? China. Oh, well, you know, they're physically minorities, right? Like actual minorities. Well, we can't do that. We're white. Well, we're not actually. We're a highly diverse nation. But no, that's wrong. We can't advocate in America's interests. And they absolutely recoil from it. And quite frankly, this is brilliant. Why aren't we doing this if China is securing these sites all over the country? The only folks who actually got this morning and understood it, and were quite frankly in awe of it, the New York Post, it's their front page story this morning called The Donroe Doctrine, Trump's Vision for the Hemisphere. And it explains this in very, very simple terms. The U.S. is currently locked in a three-cornered fight with China, as well as Russia, over the Arctic region's natural resources, such as lithium, cobalt, graphite, according to Wilson Center, a foreign policy-focused think tank in Washington. There are two main reasons to annex Greenland. The first is large deposits of rare earth elements needed for critical defense and electronics manufacturing, Atlantic Council non-resident fellow Alex Pletus told the Post. Second, Greenland has a legitimately large claim to the Arctic, and that would provide the U.S. with a stronger position as competition there heats up for navigation or resources. We've been, our icebreakers, I should say, have been competing with Chinese and Russian icebreakers, for energy discoveries up there, too. We cannot get left behind. New York Post continues, the U.S. has been in a quiet contest with China and Russia over access to the Arctic for years, deploying military, icebreaker ships to the region on missions to explore the resource-rich frozen tundra. Now, it says Washington has traditionally been over-reliant on China for rare earth minerals, which are most frequently found in the Arctic in addition to Asia and used in everything from cell phones to weapons of mass destruction. According to Plitzer, this dependency on Beijing is not sustainable given geopolitical realities. The other major deposits exist in places like Afghanistan, which is also infeasible for a number of reasons, he noted. Yeah, because we gave that country to China. We call it Taliban run, but it's really Chinese run. Again, folks, what is our other major industry that we have going for us besides tech? Yeah. Well, we could easily revive manufacturing if we had the political will to do it. But unfortunately, Democrats keep winning every 4 years. That makes that hard. They haven't found a way yet to destroy the tech industry, but blocking our access to rare earth minerals would do it. And folks, if you listen to one podcast, listen to yesterday's. You see why we can't rely on China. Yeah, because the Wall Street Journal in a single article went from, and I deep dived into this yesterday, went from saying, wow, we thought China was spying on us from industrial espionage to, quote, Chinese hackers have gained the ability to shut down dozens of U.S. ports, power grids, and other infrastructure targets at will. And they go on to say members of Congress are being briefed about this now. Everybody's shocked. And it's literally causing us to question the nature of the geopolitical conflict between the U.S. and China. We thought it was mainly commercial. But they may actually be as much of a foe as the Taliban or, God forbid, Al-Qaeda. In other words, we don't know yet, but we are at war with China. Can you imagine China shutting down our ports? Dozens of ports? Oh, and our internet? All of it? Well, you got to listen to yesterday's podcast, but you can begin to see where we're going with this. All right, just a little bit more of the New York Post article. Rare earth minerals go into most forms of national defense technologies, missiles, tanks, satellites, warships, fighter jets. And so as a result, securing them becomes a national security imperative. Folks, this is everything left that we innovate in. Meanwhile, they write synthetic rare earth materials created in a lab don't perform as well, which leaves the U.S. vulnerable on the defense manufacturing side as tensions with China have continued to rise in recent years. With the increasing demand for electric vehicles, renewable energy systems, advanced electronics, the U.S. heavily relies on critical materials to drive innovation, maintain its global economic competitiveness. This is everything. Oh, and you know where else has a ton? One of the world's largest reserves of rare earth minerals? Yeah, I bet you know. The other subject of that hilarious press conference yesterday by Donald Trump, Canada. Canada has some of the world's largest reserves of rare earth minerals. In 2023, Canada had an estimated 15.2 million tons of rare earth oxide reserves just for starters. So it turns out yesterday's press conference did focus on the most important thing. It's going to take a miracle to right the ship of the U.S. economy and overcome inflation. But there's, quite frankly, nobody better at it than Trump. What yesterday's press conference was, and folks, Donald Trump Jr. hilariously flew into Greenland yesterday, where he, by the way, was not invading. He was invited because they actually want to hear what he has to say. If you want to hear Trump's actual starting negotiation position with Canada, it was pretty much this.
We're spending hundreds of billions a year to take care of Canada. We lose in trade deficits. Why are we supporting a country, $200 billion plus a year? Our military is at their disposal. All of these other things, they should be a state. That's why I told Trudeau when he came down, I said, what would happen if we didn't do it? He said Canada would dissolve.
Here's from Politico from the press conference yesterday. Trump said we're going to put very serious tariffs on Mexico and Canada. He also raised the U.S. trade deficit with Canada, complaining that, quote, they make 20% of our cars. We don't need that. I'd rather make them in Detroit. We don't need anything they have, he continued, signaling out other key Canadian exports to the U.S. like lumber and dairy. The president-elect made similar comments about trade relationship with the European Union. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm product. They don't take anything. And so we're not going to have it with them either. He's also talking about Canada. So we don't need all their farm products. We don't need their lumber. To listen to the media yesterday, which is obviously rooting for America and especially Trump to lose, you'd have thought all this was a disaster. But what about Doug Ford, the current premier of Ontario? What does he think about the possibility of doing a great trade deal with Donald Trump?
Yeah, we can come together on a great trade deal. We're two greatest countries in the world. Do you know who the problem is? China's the problem.
He gets it. I'd bet Donald Trump would be willing to buy some of those cars and some more of that lumber if we had, exclusive access to those rare earth minerals. See how this game is played?
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.